We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Shane Young. Now, you're based in Edmonton, Alberta, Shane?
I am, yeah.
So right now we're playing your single, Little Miss Lexus, and I believe this is your first single?
It is, yeah, and thank you very much for spinning the track. It's a real exciting first single to get out to Canadian radio.
It must be really exciting. So tell us your story. How did you get involved with music?
Well, I've been involved with music for pretty much most of my life, but I've just done a crossover to country in the last 2 years, and this album, All the Way and Little Miss Lexus, which is the first single, is my first effort in the country genre. I made a crossover because I've always been a huge country music fan, and I've been in sort of top 40 rock and roll for most of my career. And this is my first crossover album, so it's real exciting to become part of the country music community in Canada, as well as, you know, get to meet a whole bunch of new people, and we're just having a great time with it.
That's really great. So you were in rock and roll in the top 40 before. So what made you get involved with country? What made you change?
Well, you know, I've always been a huge fan of country music. Mm-hmm. You know, pretty much a lot of rock and roll is based in a country music sort of swing. Anyway, it's just played a little bit harder. Mm-hmm. And I've just been a really big fan of how clean country music is, and the fantastic vocal harmonies and the writing that goes on is so clever. So it was something I've always wanted to do, and finally just found the right time to do it to make the crossover. And I'm real happy being part of the country music community now.
That's really exciting. So definitely your sound must be kind of upbeat. I noticed Little Miss Lexus is kind of upbeat. So does this go for the rest of the album?
It does, yeah. There's a few real soulful ballads on there, but for the most part, the entire album is upbeat. And we've even managed to put on one of the tracks on the album is a traditional Western swing, which was a whole lot of fun to record. I wasn't involved in the writing of the songs on this album. I got a chance to work with some fantastic writers, and sort of collaborate with myself on the performance side, them writing just some really amazing songs that haven't been released before. They're just released by me. And then, you know, working with a great band in the studio, some real talented, experienced country music people, and a fantastic producer. I had Stu Kirkwood here in Edmonton at Sound Extractor Studios produce it, and he just did an amazing job on the record.
That sounds really exciting. So there's 12 songs, and the album is made in Edmonton?
It was, yeah. You know, I see a lot of artists going down in Nashville to do theirs, and I had a really strong network of people here in Edmonton where I'm from, and everybody was real excited about producing it right here at home, and that we could achieve the same quality that was coming out of Nashville, and everybody could stay at home, and we could take a little bit longer to do it, because obviously it's kind of expensive to go across the border and record a full-length album down there, so we really took our time with this one on every song and put as much love into it as we could.
That's great. Sounds great. How long did it take you in all?
About 14 months.
Not bad. Yeah,
but you know what? And a lot of that was in recording. We recorded it right off the floor, so it's got a real live sound to it, which makes it really, really warm, and you can feel the excitement coming from the band as we're playing the songs on the record.
Yeah, so your official launch, I think, is in December?
It is. The record is, it's the CDs in manufacturing right now, and I should have those in hand in a couple of weeks, as well. Everything's going to be available on iTunes in December.
That's really exciting. So it's a great Christmas present then.
It is. I'm quite hopeful that we're going to have a lot of people putting one of these CDs under the tree.
So it's going to be available on iTunes. Where else? Maybe in the stores or on your website?
It will be available on my website, which is shaneyoung.ca. Mm-hmm. We're going to have some limited retail availability, as well at every live show that I do. They'll be available, and we're planning to do a lot of live shows through 2012.
Okay, so you have a lot lined up. Where are you going to be playing? Out west, maybe, or
You know, it's going to be out west, sort of over the back end of winter and the beginning of 2012. Mm-hmm. And we're just setting things up right now to head out east for the summer, and get to meet a whole bunch of new people out there. I've never toured the east of Canada before, so it's a really exciting prospect to get out there and meet all you folks.
Good. That sounds really fantastic. Good.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, like I said, the crossover to country music has been one of, you know, I've been welcomed with open arms, which is just fantastic and a real warm feeling. So I'm really excited to meet as many people as I can and play as many shows as I can.
So definitely country music becoming more popular, I guess, all the time. So I've definitely talked to a lot of other artists who have gone from popular, even metal, to country.
Yeah, it seems that way. We've got the lead singer of Default has now released a country record as well. We're all familiar with Darius Rucker's crossover in the last few years, very successfully. So they're really sort of paving a path for a lot of us to cross over that are country music fans.
Any special plans for the holidays other than the release of the CD in December?
You know what? No, I'm really glad to be home. I've spent a lot of time away in the last 6 months. Doing some shows on the other side of the border. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really happy to be home in Edmonton with friends and family. And a lot of the band is here too, that recorded the record. So we're going to have a chance to have a few eggnogs together and play some songs and, have a good time over the holidays.
Oh, definitely looking forward to the album coming out, and I hope you'll think of us and send us a copy too. Or
you can count on it. I'll definitely get one into your hands, and hopefully I can personally deliver one to you sometime in the summer.
That would be great. Videos scheduled for any of the songs too?
I'm looking at that right now. Mm-hmm. At doing a video possibly for either the second or the third radio release. Second release is going to come out in probably January, early February, the second single.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we might get video either on that one or on the single that comes out after that.
Good. Are you getting a lot of good feedback from Little Miss Lexus?
Getting some great feedback, especially from the East, which is has really surprised me in a fantastic way. That there's in Quebec, Ontario, New Brunswick, Newfoundland, it seems it's getting really, really well received, which is very encouraging for me, having not spent a lot of time in Eastern Canada and really excited to come out and visit all you folks out there and to see what it's all about.
That sounds great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Shane? Yeah.
Not really. I'd like to thank you, of course, and your listeners, for spinning the single Little Miss Lexus. It's been just great, getting so well received. And you were one of the first stations to spin it, so I'm very, very thankful.
Oh, good. I'm glad we are. Okay, all the best, Shane, and definitely we'll be following you next time.
Great. Thanks for your time. Have a great Christmas.
Shining things.